Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to the music of a trumpeter who had a strong influence on Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie, two of jazz's most renowned trumpet players. It's the man before Miles, Freddie Webster, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. That's the sound of one of jazz's most legendary and yet little-known figures, trumpeter Freddie Webster, who was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1917 and who died in Chicago at the age of 30 in 1947. Miles Davis mentioned Webster numerous times in his autobiography, especially in the parts concerning his start in New York City in the mid-1940s, writing that, "My real main man during those first days in New York was Freddie Webster. He had a style like the players from St. Louis, a big singing sound, and he didn't play too many notes or play those real fast tempos. He liked medium tempo pieces and ballads a lot, like I did. I loved the way he played, that he didn't waste notes and had a big, warm, mellow sound. I used to try to play like him, but without the vibrato and shaking about the notes. We were as close as real brothers and a lot alike. We were about the same size and used to wear each other's clothes. We were so close that I paid his rent a lot. Whatever I didn't spend on my family, I shared with Freddie." Webster replaced Miles' previous roommate, who just happened to be Charlie Parker. "He was a complex guy, but we got along really well. He was a whole lot better to get along with than Bird was," Davis later said. Here's Freddie Webster with Bud Powell and tenor saxophonist Frank Sokolow on "The Man I Love" on Nightlights. Mm-hmm. trumpeter Freddie Webster with pianist Bud Powell and Frank Sokolow on The Man I Love. We're playing music that features the solos of trumpeter Freddie Webster on this edition of Nightlights. Webster has become a jazz legend in part because he was so influential on trumpeters in the 1940s, such as Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie, in part because his solos were so infrequently recorded, and in part because he died at the age of 30 in 1947. Trumpeter Benny Bailey, who like Webster was from Cleveland, said to Cleveland jazz historian Joe Mossbrook that Freddie Webster practically taught Miles Davis. I know that because Miles told me. In fact, there's a solo on a very early Charlie Parker record. Miles played Freddie Webster's solo note for note. And in the mid-1960s, pianist Thelonious Monk said while listening to Gillespie during a blindfold test, that was the Freddie Webster sound, you know, that sound of Dizzy's. Trumpeter Benny Bailey told Joe Mossbrook that Freddie always had a big vibrato, but the attack and the way Freddie played chords, nobody else played like him. Trombonist Bernard Sims told Joe Mossbrook about attending a band rehearsal with Webster while the two were still in high school. I was walking down Cedar Avenue with Freddie going to rehearsal, and Freddie said all he wanted to do was play trumpet so loud and have a tone so big that the whole world could hear him. Webster formed his own big band in the late 1930s and went on to play with nationally famous acts such as Earl Hines, Lucky Millinder, Jimmy Lunsford, and Benny Carter. We'll hear him with both Millinder and Lunsford later on in the program. Webster is heard for only a few bars on this 1946 recording with Sarah Vaughan, but it's one of his best-known appearances on record, and it's written by a fellow Clevelander who was encouraged by Webster to pursue a career in jazz when they were both young, Tad Dameron, and If You Could See Me Now, Freddie Webster and Sarah Vaughan on Nightlights.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you. And the month will be May for a while. I'll try to smile, but can I play the part without my heart behind the smile? The way I feel for you, I never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in your eyes. I think you'd be mine again. dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be square. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
Trumpeter Freddie Webster with Sarah Vaughan and Bud Powell on piano there doing You're Not the Kind, and Tad Dameron's If You Could See Me Now, both of those recorded in May of 1946. Although Webster is known best for his jazz recordings, he, like many other artists of the era, often gigged with crossover musicians and acts, including a very famous and popular one, Louis Jordan's Timpani Five. In the spring of 1941, he recorded six sides with them. We'll hear two, starting with St. Vitus Dance on Nightlights.
Miss Audrey Letta was hailed in court because she did a shake. She asked the judge to be a sport and give her just one break. She said, I'm not George Washington, but I can't tell a lie. When you see me making motions, here's the reason why. When my shoulders begin to shake like a boat out on the lake, and I wiggle just like a snake, it's just the St. Vitus dance. Everybody that's in this town knows I'm poor and I'm all run down. Honest, I ain't just messing around. It's just the St. Vitus dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just the St. Vitus dance. Thank you. when it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just the Saint Vitus dance.
Trumpeter Freddie Webster with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five doing Sax-a-Woogie and St. Vitus Dance, both of those recorded in April of 1941. Mentioned earlier in the program that Webster played with a number of big bands. Jazz critic Barry Ulanov saw Webster with Lucky Millinder at the Savoy in early 1942, while the Millinder Orchestra was having a battle of the bands with Jay McShann's outfit, which included a young alto saxophonist named Charlie Parker. Ulanov gave extensive praise to Webster in his columns, saying, "Webster is a real find. He plays with a wonderful sense of structure, giving all his choruses and half choruses a discernible beginning, middle, and ending. His favorite range is a low register, projected with boldness and deepness. He doesn't restrict himself to low notes, but makes long scoops from the middle and high registers to the bottom and then sails back up. He plays with an easy technique and perfect taste." Freddie Webster with Lucky Millinder in February 1942 playing Savoy on Nightlights.
Uptown that all the hip cats rave about.
Savoy, Bacon, Savoy.
Well, tell me, Jack, what's this place like? So I can come up and swing some night.
Savoy!
Where the feet start stomping.
Savoy!
When the band starts romping.
Savoy!
Watch the folks start jumping.
Savoy!
Then your heart starts thumping. Savoy, boy, come on and jump for joy.
We wanna go, we wanna go, we wanna go there.
Where?
Savoy!
Where your feet cause a panic.
Savoy!
Grab a cook or mechanic.
Savoy!
Let yourself go frantic.
Savoy!
Where the jive's titanic.
Savoy, boy, come on and jump for joy.
We wanna go, we wanna go, we wanna go there.
trumpeter Freddie Webster, soloing with Lucky Millinder's Big Band in February of 1942 on How About That Mess and Savoy. Only a couple of compositions are credited to Freddie Webster, and he recorded both of them with bluesman Sonny Boy Williams in the summer of 1942. Here's Rubber Bounce, trumpeter Freddie Webster on Nightlights.
Raising gas to save the rubber, they're raising sugar by the ounce. But here is something they can never ration, it is the rubber bounce. So when the band starts swinging and jumping, a little tune called the rubber bounce. If you can't swing right from your soul, pat your feet and start to count. Big shots, little shots, come on, get in a groove. You'll be helped when you get that feeling that puts you in the mood. So now I'll give you a little tip that everyone will sure announce. They can raise and everything, a red and rain, but never the rubber bounce. Shots, little shots, come on, get in the groove. You'll be hep when you get that feeling that puts you in the mood. Now I'll give you a little tip that everyone will sure run now. They can reach in everything to a wedding ring, but never the rubber band.
Trumpeter Freddie Webster performing his composition Rubber Bounce with bluesman Sonny Boy Williams in the summer of 1942. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Man Before Miles, Freddie Webster on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We're listening to music with solos from the legendary trumpeter Freddie Webster on this edition of Nightlights. Webster, a musician who had a strong influence on both Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie. Gillespie said decades later that Webster probably had the best sound on the trumpet since the trumpet was invented, a sound that was alive, just alive and full of life. Miles Davis actually met Webster for the first time in 1943, when Webster came through St. Louis with the Jimmy Lunsford Big Band. George Simon had heard him for the first time in 1942 with the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra and wrote in Metronome magazine, "There is a brilliant young trumpeter named Freddie Webster playing with the Lunsford Orchestra. When the Lunsford Band performed Stardust, Webster would play his solo from the balcony. Here is the longest solo work and one of the best examples of Webster's style ever captured on record. Freddie Webster with the Jimmy Lunsford Big Band doing Yesterdays on Nightlights."
Thank you.
Freddie Webster in June 1943 with the Jimmy Lunsford Big Band doing Yesterday's, perhaps the best example of what fellow Cleveland trumpeter Benny Bailey said about him. He said, "Webster had the most wonderful sound of any trumpet player I've ever heard. It was sheer beauty which no one can ever know unless they heard him play in person." Freddie Webster had a strong affinity with the bop musicians in New York City in the 1940s. Miles Davis talks in his autobiography about going with Webster to see Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie play on 52nd Street all the time, and Webster was also a regular at Minton's, the incubator of bebop, and had known many of its musical advocates since coming to New York in 1941. Here he is in April 1945 with one of bebop's leading lights, pianist Bud Powell, performing Webster's composition Reverse the Charges on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Freddie Webster with pianist Bud Powell and tenor saxophonist Frankie Sokolow doing September in the Rain and Reverse the Charges, recorded in April of 1945. And Reverse the Charges, one of only two compositions that we know Freddie Webster wrote. There's a lot of lore about Freddie Webster if you read jazz literature. It's hard to say how much of it is true, although a lot of it probably is. It comes from musicians who lived with him and worked with him. He had a great love for women. He was quiet. Art Pepper, who roomed with Webster while they were in Benny Carter's big band, said that Webster always carried a loaded gun with him, and he had a penchant for something that afflicted many musicians of the times, heroin. There are also some funny stories about Freddie Webster. In 1947, he was asked to join the Count Basie Orchestra, and when Basie asked him what his price was, Webster said, "After you've paid the rest of those guys, you and I split 50-50. Webster never joined the Basie band, but we'll hear him now soloing with another big band, Lucky Millinders, in the early 1940s on Sweet Georgia Brown, and then the last record on which Webster ever appeared, a version of Perdido, recorded in 1947 when Webster was back in his hometown of Cleveland, playing with a band nominally led by a man named Johnny Powell and directed by saxophonist Willie Smith, trumpeter Freddie Webster on Nightlights. Freddie Webster with Johnny Powell's Cleveland Band in the spring of 1947 on Perdido, and before that with the Lucky Millinder Big Band in the early 1940s doing Sweet Georgia Brown. Saxophonist Willie Smith, who was the actual leader of the date on Perdido, liked to paint neckties for a hobby. In that spring of 1947, Freddie Webster left to go play a gig with Sonny Stitt in Chicago. Shortly before he left, Smith gave him a necktie that showed a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes, Webster's favorite brand, and smoke swirling around a trumpet. Smith never saw the necktie again. Here's Miles Davis again from his autobiography. When Freddie died in 1947, it made me sick. Everybody else, too, especially Diz and Bird. Webs, that's what we called him, died in Chicago of an overdose of heroin that was meant for Sonny Stitt. Sonny had been beating everybody out of their money to support his habit. So he did it in Chicago when he and Freddie were playing there. Whoever he beat arranged to give him something bad. Anyway, Sonny gave it to Freddie, who shot it and died. I was sick over that for a long time. We were almost brothers, me and Freddie. I think about him, even today. Freddie Webster playing with Miss Rhapsody in 1945 on I Fell For You. Trumpeter Freddie Webster with Miss Rhapsody in 1945 doing I Fell For You. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Joe Mossbrook, jazz historian and author of Jazzed in Cleveland. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.